Years ago, there was a Peanuts comic that showed Snoopy the dog saying of his friend, the little bird, Woodstock, "Woodstock is going to be a great eagle. He's going to soar thousands of feet above the ground." In the next panel, we see Woodstock take off into the air, and as Snoopy the dog watches, he sees the bird upside down, whirling around. Snoopy says, "Well, maybe hundreds of feet above the ground." At the next panel, Woodstock falls to the ground and lies on his back looking dazed. Snoopy says, "Maybe he will be one of those eagles who just walks around." Let's remember that comic as we consider the Feast of Pentecost that we celebrate today. The central point of this special day is that the risen Lord wants his followers to soar. He doesn't want us to just walk around. Perhaps we should state the obvious. Breath means life. We all know this is a basic fact, that so long as there is breath, there is life. Take away a person's breath and soon life ends. We've seen enough TV shows to know about mouth-to-mouth resuscitation when somebody has stopped breathing. We probably had first aid classes that teach us the technique. We find the same association between breath and life already in the Hebrew scriptures. Here's where it gets very interesting, because the same Hebrew word is used for three different things. The same word for breath, wind, and spirit. That's right. And maybe we can see the connection. So for example, we find in the very first verse of the book of Genesis that the earth was a formless waste until a mighty wind swept over the waters. That wind, we will see soon enough, is the breath of God that is breathed into every living creature, beginning with the man and the woman. We see that the source of our life is the breath that comes from the Lord God, his spirit that enters our bodies and we spring to life. There was a cartoon one time that showed a woman blowing out the candles on her cake. And while she blows out the candle, she makes her wish. "I wish that I would stop aging." The next frame shows her flat on the floor, dead in an instant. Okay, the lesson is not only that we should watch out for what we wish for. The cartoon reminds us that so long as we breathe, we live, we age. Stop breathing and we die. Breath means life. So it makes sense then, really, that we find the risen Lord on Easter evening breathing on his disciples as soon as he appears to them. We have here an image that we can understand. The resurrected Lord breathes new life into his followers. As we heard the evangelist tell us, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." We're to understand in this gesture a continuation of the first breath of life that God the Father breathed into all creation. As then, so now, in this encounter of the risen Lord with his disciples. Maybe that favorite hymn we've heard many times before says it best for us. "Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine." We see more than just some words to a song here. We find the meaning of that action that the risen Jesus takes soon after his resurrection when he appears to his dazed and confused disciples. We hear how he breathed on them, meaning he was sharing now that new resurrected life with them. He was filling them with his spirit so that his followers could recreate the world with his love and with his peace. We have new life flowing into these followers and to us from the Lord Jesus. Of course, there's a very important lesson for us present-day disciples of that same risen Lord, and it is this. A people without the Spirit of God is a dead people. We simply become lethargic, listless, and finally flatline when we don't let the Spirit of the Lord continuously breathe into us. Continuously. We may want to remember that back in the old days, people found that the easiest way to tell if someone was dead was by holding a mirror just under their nose or in front of their mouth for a few minutes. So if the mirror fogged up, then the person wasn't dead. They were still breathing. Okay, as we look at our own discipleship, and that's the way that we live and love in this world, we're going to want to find those same signs that we are still alive, that we are allowing the Spirit to breathe into us always new life. And if we can't find those signs, and the signs are generosity and kindness and forgiveness and inclusion, a non-judgmental attitude, and the list goes on, well, we can assume safely that we are on a down spiral. We had better call the EMTs. We know when we've met somebody who hasn't had a spirit-filled moment in years. We know where any semblance of love for others has dried up and mummified like some Egyptian corpse. As disciples of the risen Lord, we can see that we're dead inside also. If we don't allow his Spirit to breathe his life into us, even if we're walking and talking, we're still dead. So simply stated, there is no underestimating the importance of the gift of the Spirit that the risen Lord shared with his disciples on Easter Eve when he breathed on them. That breath meant a new life for them, a life force that was meant to move them into the world, where they could turn the scarred landscape of this world back into a place worthy of the God who first created it to be a garden. We call it Pentecost. And it's all about the divine breath moving in and through us to accomplish God's great plan for this world.